Hare Krishna. This morning, Anirandhi Swami Maharaj gave a wonderful class, which is on the article section. Devotees can hear it. So translation is also there with that, but that's all right. That just gives us a little added opportunity to reflect on what's been said. And I'm just going to continue from that, just to emphasize how important service is to devotees. Because what's the meaning of being a servant if you can't serve, you don't have service? Indeed, devotee is recognized by his service, and for us, service is it's like breathing. How do you live without breathing? And how are you a servant without service? But often we see that there are obstacles to our service, and 95% of the time, those obstacles are self-imposed. We rarely get in the situation of Haridas Thakur, although sometimes some devotees do, where that obstacle really comes to us from without. Generally, it's coming from within. And within means that it's coming from our nasty mind. Sometimes it's from the body, but that's also not really the rule. The rule generally is that our minds have so many reasons why we shouldn't do service, or why we can't do service, or why service is problematic. The other day, I had to really strongly correct a devotee because they were complaining about, well, I like doing the service here, but I don't like doing the service there. And the difference between here and there was like the difference between, I don't know, Indraloka and Brahmaloka or something like that. So it was really an insubstantial complaint, and the complaint was, and the real obstacle was really within the mind. And of course, as a result of that service, when our service becomes obstructed, then we become dysfunctional. It's really good. You know, when you're not functioning as you're supposed to, you're dysfunctional. And when you're not, devotees are not serving, then they become dysfunctional. Or they are dysfunctional. But the purpose of that service is that in order to give Krishna pleasure, because Krishna likes to reciprocate with his devotees, and by serving him either in this world or serving him in the next world, we get the opportunity to be accepted. We're accepted into Krishna's fold. And that's such a wonderful thing. For that reason, devotees are very protective. They want to always be able to serve or render service. They don't like to lose service, period. And when we don't have service, then we recognize that we've lost Krishna's favor, because you can't be a servant without any service. Devotees take that service to be so important, whatever that service is. We try to put all of these other mental obstacles to the side, because mental means I'm not enjoying how I'm doing service, I'm not enjoying my service, or I'm not getting some enjoyment from it. But all of these things are really details, and they're not what drives pure devotional service. As Maharaj gave the example, for instance, of Dharuka, even on the advanced stage, devotees consider their symptoms of ecstasy from serving to be undesirable if it impedes their being able to render service to Krishna, like Dharuka when he was crying. And then he couldn't properly fan Krishna because he couldn't see where he was. So what to speak of on that level of devotional service, but on every level of devotional service, Vaishnavas are extremely concerned that they are able to satisfy Krishna by service. And of course, how do we know that that's happening? Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. Because we're pleasing Vaishnavas, because we're pleasing spiritual master. And if we're doing that, then we know that ultimately we're pleasing Krishna. So this psychology of service is really the ultimate in philanthropy. It's the ultimate in giving. It's really selfless giving under all circumstances, being willing to accept anything, even a painful situation like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was beaten in marketplaces. Does Krishna enjoy, or is that bringing Krishna pleasure? No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to kill those people who were beating Haridas Thakur, but because Haridas Thakur was praying for their deliverance, therefore he didn't do it. But still, there's a necessity. There's a necessity to show to what extremes Vaishnavas will go in spreading Krishna consciousness, what type of risks they will take, and to show the example that even in such a torturous, literally speaking, circumstances, devotees still remain the well-wisher of their torturers. And that's only possible in the case of Haridas Thakur. So no, Krishna doesn't get enjoyment from that, and yet it's something that obviously he orchestrated and allowed to happen so that we can have real reference points as to what a servant really means, what it means to be a servant. And to accept these things with what attitude? Never a complaint. Everything is all right. Whatever Krishna arranges, it's all right by me. And an act of devotion then Goswami gives Draupadi as the example. Even though she lost her sons, even though she was dishonored in the assembly, but she never asked Krishna why. She never complained. She just accepted it. So service attitude, this is the real hallmark of a servant, das, and udasa. And of course the supreme emblem of those servants are the gopis. We're not there, but we hear of them, we read of them, we talk of them, so that we keep in mind where it is that we're trying to go. Hare Krishna.